A few inappropriate words. The best part about writing for my own website instead of for a newspaper is that I can publish the word cunt without asking permission. A buddy of mine writes a blog on the Topeka Capital Journal's website. They deleted one of my comments when I wrote that I wanted to cut King Shamir's hair and rub it on my scrotum. Too violent for the crap journal, I guess. Most words are appropriate for the Fred effect. I'm afraid I can't offer a complete list of inappropriate words because there are so many inappropriate words that I don't even know. By the way, I'd love to see some of them. I should start a forum page of inappropriate words that people might not have heard. Watch for that. For now, just drop a few in the comments here. I will make sure to transfer them to the new forum for inappropriate words. This is the perfect time of year to talk about inappropriate behavior because the political campaigns are in full bloom. The Kansas governor's race is hardly a contest. Nevertheless, the candidates are still slapping the cat piss out of one another on television. The following are two cartoons. One candidate is saying, "My opponent kicked a nun right in the cunt." The other one is saying, "My opponent slit a kid's throat over a stick of gum." Our televisions in Kansas still use silent film, of course. Yes, that's my drawing of Friedrich Nietzsche from back in August. I just shaved his mustache and fixed his tie. Made him talk, too. But they are actually two different guys in my fictional reality here. Obviously, the guy who slit the kid's throat is going to win. This is Kansas, after all. We're Republicans. We like slitting throats and poisoning the air and teaching the Bible in science class. By the way, Senator Brownback is a friend of mine. Not that I'm voting for him. He's just a bro, that's all. Lots of campaigns this year are bloodier than a UFC fight between two fat ticks. I thought the New York governor candidates were going to duke it out last week. They still might. That would get the vote out for sure. Then there's that former witch in Delaware who isn't a witch anymore because she said she's not a witch. She's kind of hot. That doesn't mean she's not a witch. Stevie Nicks cast some kind of spell on Mick Fleetwood back in the 70s when she sang Rhiannon. Made the boy leave his wife. Nothing wrong with being a hot witch, Christine, especially when you're named after a haunted car. The funniest part about this campaign is that the Prez is still getting nailed for being a Muslim communist goat filcher, and he isn't even running for anything. What's a goat filcher, you ask? According to my younger brother, it's a guy who comes in a goat's ass and sucks it out with a straw. See what I mean about inappropriate words you may never have heard before? I mean, forget the old standards, jizz, twat, cock, pussy, and queef. Even cunt is a little old-fashioned. Bring up some new ones. All contributors of inappropriate words retain full copyright to their submissions. We're professionals here. In honor of the election year, I'm envisioning our own People's Choice election for the best submission. I guess I'll nominate Douche Canoe from the bloggers to get things rolling.